Let's talk some Cowboys with Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram here. Sean, RJ, and Bobby live on a Football Friday, Firehouse Friday here, Denton Station number 3 off 35 and McCormick. We'd love to see you here until 10 a.m. We got free breakfast. We got all the giveaways, Whataburger flags. We got the insulated coolers as well, and we cannot wait to see you. And now it is time to welcome in our good buddy Nick Harris of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram as we're live on Twitch and YouTube. Shout out to Peyton and Caitlin for that. Nick, happy Friday to you, man. It's a bye week, but it's not been a slow week. How have you taken in all the insanity from Jerry right here on this program?
Hey, what are we talking about? It's been a nice, calm, peaceful, boring bye week. It's just what everybody expected, right?
Yeah, exactly. Everything is everything's status quo at this point, man. I'm just still blown away.
I'm glad he's learned. I'm glad Nick's learned here. Don't feed into the drama, Nick. Don't be dramatic. Let's talk about things on an even level. We're all learning that right now.
Yeah, you roll with the punches and you learn whenever you taste blood a little bit, and that's what I've been doing over these first few weeks here at the Star-Telegram.
So, what was your initial reaction, Nick? Because I will say Jerry was a little testy in the post game ganger with all you guys after the beat down to the Lions. He was punching back a little bit there, but then he hops on with the fellas here on Sean and RJ, and of course everything goes off the rails a little bit. How surprised were you to see him react the way he did? A guy who usually has super thick skin.
Yeah, it was surprising. It was more so to that point, Eric, about, you know, him having thick skin. And speaking of being able to roll with the punches, you know, Jerry's been able to do that with the media for a really long time. And
for 30 years.
Exactly. And it seemed to all just kind of mount in that one session with you guys, Bobby. And I, to be completely honest, on Tuesday morning, I was still kind of rolling out of bed. I had a late night Monday night, and this happened, and it served as a really good coffee for me Tuesday morning. I woke up, and yeah, it was pretty wild to me. I think all in all, I mean, heading into the bye week 3-3, it's been an unpredictable type season so far, because you don't know what Dallas Cowboys team you're going to get whenever they walk out onto the field. And I think it was pretty representative of that radio availability too. Pretty unpredictable in a certain sense. I think everything that's kind of going on with the Cowboys, from ownership to players to coaching to everything involved, it's just been unpredictable. And it makes for great content, but as a fan, you know, you want to see more wins. You want that to be a little bit more predictable. But there's still 11 weeks in the season, 12 weeks in the season, whatever you want to look at it. There's a lot of football still left to be played, and a lot of guys still available to be returned from injury. I think this is going to be an interesting downstretch to the season.
Nick Harris joining us here on 105 through the Fan. It's Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour. 35 and McCormick at the Denton Firehouse. Does it seem the temperature is too high when you're 3-3 in a game out of first? Does it just seem like we're just too on edge?
I think there could be a little bit attributed to that, but I think this has all been kind of built up since the start of free agency, if you're looking at, you know, the fan perspective, right? Because, you know, you expect to go out and make a splash in free agency, whether it be a Derrick Henry, or you re-sign, you know, a Tyron Smith, or you bring back one of these guys that, you know, you didn't want to lose a free agency. And I think the losses from the fan perspective really started then, and then it kind of trickled down to the draft. You don't go get a running back. You don't get a Jonathan Brooks or Isaac Garrido, who's already starting to pop a little bit, Braylon Allen. And then it kind of trickles down into OTAs. You don't sign CD Lamb before training camp. So, I mean, I think you look at it from the fan perspective, and they were 0-4 before training camp even started. So I think all of that is kind of melted from the fan perspective. And you look at it on paper for what the season has been so far, 3-3 going into the bye week. Yes, a lot of questions need to be answered. Probably more questions need to be answered than have been answered so far in the season. But all in all, everything is still out in front of the Cowboys, but it's going to take a lot more intention, a lot more accountability from guys on both sides of the ball to be able to correct the wrong so far. And for me, that starts with this team being more physical. It starts with it being more tough. And I think at the end of the day, there is a little bit more intention being put to that. You know, I asked Dak Prescott after the game against the Lions, what can you do to be a more physical team? He's put he put all the accountability on practice during the week. He said guys can't just show up on Sundays. You know, Mike McCarthy said something very similar on Monday. He said guys are practicing hard, but they're not practicing well. So I wonder how much practice changes during the week or how much their approach during the week does change going into these final 11 weeks, because they need to be able to find something so that they can match up with these physically tough teams whenever they go up against them.
Nick, what can reasonably be fixed at the bye week or just moving forward? I mean, Jerry talks about can't go out and get 20 new players, and, you know, we keep hearing about what the limitations are with injury and waiting for health. So what reasonably can even be fixed, and how much can you improve your margins by fixing those things?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, if we look back to the bye week last year, right, and what was fixed after that bye week, you found a lot more offensive consistency. You saw a more refined connection between Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb. And you know, we call back to the slow start to 2023 that CeeDee Lamb had. And it was slower than what we've seen from CeeDee Lamb here in 2024, despite that connection definitely still being off. Now, on that same token, you haven't really had the established wide receiver two yet. And Brandon Cooks, whenever he comes back from injured reserve, he'll have to kind of find his way back into the groove again. But Jalen Tolbert has been able to take the next step, so maybe there's a little bit of optimism there if you're looking at it from a fan perspective. But all in all, as far as what can change, I don't think there is anything massive that can make this team an NFC contender after you lose 38 points to the Detroit Lions. Now, you do have 11 weeks to figure it out. I think certainly this team needs a much different approach in the run game, whether that is going to acquire somebody or figuring out just a completely different run game strategy at the end of the day. This type of offense with Mike McCarthy as the play caller, he's a guy that uses the four tight ends. He uses the offensive lineman spots. He has three running backs and a fullback. He wants to run the ball in his offense, and whenever you have a running game that is not sustainable, it doesn't work for the entire unit. You can't pass without that running game. And so they have to be able to find that, to find some offensive consistency. I think their problems start there.
Nick Harris from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. All right, Nick, I know Jerry doesn't deal in hypotheticals, but we all do.
Obviously.
So I'll throw you on really quickly. We talk about how things have gone a little bit sideways at this point. If Dak Prescott's contract hadn't been worked out before week one and we were sitting here on a play-it-out situation, would we be talking about Dak's future being in jeopardy here with the way he's played?
Man, I've been thinking about that over the course of the last couple of weeks, about if that deal did not get done, what would the conversation be right now? And man, I don't even want to put myself in that reality, to be completely honest.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
I think there would be so much a fan discourse by this point. I think at the end of the day, you still do have a Dak Prescott who's heading into, yes, the back half of his career, but still has a lot of good football left. He has not played up to the standard of what we've gotten used to seeing from Dak, especially from last year. We haven't seen that so far. But also, again, like I said, last year we didn't really see the best of Dak until after the bye week. There's still a lot of football left to be played. I think moving forward, you would still understand that Dak probably gives you the best shot to win over the course of the next few years. Whenever I went back to the discourse around, you know, Dak and his contract and does it make sense to do it or not, I always look at how the Dallas Cowboys have been spoiled without having to be in quarterback purgatory since I was in diapers. So I think there's a lot of confidence that you could take away from that. I think re-signing Dak Prescott long term, it was the right decision, even if that hasn't paid off so far.
Unless this is purgatory.
Stop it.
Like hell, right? Because if you're good,
I'm with you on this, Chop.
Because if you're, to me, quarterback purgatory is having a quarterback ranked between like 6th and 15th.
But number one on the highest paid chart.
Oh, I don't even care about the pay. But yes, you're never going to be, the 6th best quarterback doesn't win Super Bowls. The best quarterback wins Super Bowls.
Right. Yeah, and right now you have the highest paid quarterback and you are a legitimately bad football team.
Yeah.
And that is a nightmare place to be. Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram with us here on The Fan. What do you think the deal is? Like, could you get to the root of the issue and the disconnect between Dak and Lamb right now? Are they getting along off the field? What is the problem? Is it really just a training camp thing? I mean, we're 6 weeks into the season. These guys have been playing together for quite some time now.
Yeah, we're not seeing the connection established enough. That's 100% true. I mean, we look at these two red zone turnovers over the course of the last two games, the interception in the end zone against Pittsburgh, the interception in the end zone against the Lions, both on CeeDee Lamb targets, both on opportunities where Dak and CeeDee just were not on the same page. We saw it in the very first game of the season where both of them broke in different ways, and it could have been a touchdown if they had connected. So we are certainly seeing that lack of off-season work, that lack of training camp work really show up here in these first 6 weeks, and I'm honestly surprised it's taken this long to be able to figure it out. Those two have to get on the same page for this offense to find any sort of stride. I think this bye week, it does give them an opportunity to work more outside of the facility. CeeDee Lamb had said that they will get more reps over the course of this next week. But I mean, how much more can you really do when you're trying to work in timing, work in rhythm? But you also go up against secondaries like Detroit, who all they have to do is just throw a little bit of physicality around, and that timing and rhythm gets thrown off immediately. So I wonder how much can actually be put into that. But they have 11 weeks to be able to try and rectify it.
Nick, do you expect to continue to see the offensive line starting five with Tyler Smith at left tackle, or after the bye week, Guyton back to hopefully as close to 100% as possible and he gets back in there?
Yeah, it's sounding like Tyler Guyton will get that job back at left tackle. Just was not 100% going into the game against the Lions. They wanted to make sure that they had a guy that was 100% going up against that defensive front. We see that it did not matter anyway. But at the end of the day, Tyler Guyton, he will get that job back most likely for that San Francisco game. Tyler Smith back at left guard, Cooper Beebe at center, obviously. And Zach Martin, you hope he rebounds after easily the worst game of his career at right guard. You start to kind of look at maybe is there a hole in that right side that is starting to be a little bit bigger than some anticipated coming into the season. And then obviously Terrence Steele at right tackle.
Nick Harris from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram joining us here on Sean and RJ on 105 Through the Fan. Okay, Nick, so we talked about what can conceivably make this team better in terms of adjustments they can make. They obviously are dealing with a ton of injuries right now. How much of this is just getting healthy? How much of this could be if they just get healthy and get their guys back, they'll be able to close some of this gap with other contenders?
I think there's a little bit of truth to that, but I don't think the whole truth. I don't think you'll find the whole truth there. I say little bit of truth because you look at the turnover margin. Dallas is tied for the third worst turnover margin going into week 7 at -6. They've only created 5 takeaways through 6 games, but they've been missing their leading interception man from a year ago in De'Ron Bland. So you would assume to get him back against the 49ers, so that would immediately give you a boost in that department. But even when you do get the DeMarcus Lawrences and the Micah Parsons and even the Brandon Cooks, I mean, those are guys you still had for the first 3 weeks of the season, and you still had a lot of questions that you had to answer coming out of those games. You know, I mean, especially in the run game aspect of things, whenever you're giving up 557 rushing yards in a 3-game span with most of your starters available to you, that doesn't necessarily lead confidence whenever those guys do come back. But on that same token, there's been a lot more intention put and prep during the week on the defensive side. We saw them rebound against Pittsburgh and New York. Can those two guys respawn whenever they do come back in the run game? Talking about Micah and DeMarcus Lawrence. But also, you need that pass rush element that they bring as well. Haven't really seen that, but I anticipate that coming over the course of the next 11 weeks for sure.
Nick, you're a beast. Hopefully you enjoy that bye weekend, and we will look forward to catching up with you down the line.
Appreciate it, fellas. Y'all have a fantastic one.
Yes, sir. There he goes. Nick Harris, of formerly of DallasCowboys.com, now with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. We'll catch up with Nick Eatman at 9:20. Sean, RJ, and Bobby live from the Denton Firehouse here on a Football Friday as part of the Firehouse Tour. Sean will be back on Monday. Big shout-out to Palmer's Hot Chicken, Catfish, and Shrimp. I believe we still have maybe a couple of coolers left, some G-Bag flags here until 10 a.m.
We have one left.
Oh, baby.
One cooler left.
One more for a Lucky Tolo Firehouse, number 3 in Denton, 35 in McCormick. We cannot wait to see you here. We'll go below the belt coming up here in just a little bit. We got a college football crackdown, some around the NFL, and King Cap is back next year on The Fan.